I'm Timmy Sonny, and I've been reading Like Foreign Things That Take the Name of Love. Mama tucks me between her skinny legs as she plaits my hair. She pulls the conducrum through my hair and plaits it with both ends. Then she begins to weave. Her hands are so adept at weaving. She weaves beautiful intricate patterns that the villagers wonder why she hasn't yet woven a rainbow of our lives. Mama doesn't read the Bible, but as her thin fingers move through my hair, working their magic, she says, by the way of a soliloquy, a kiss doesn't always translate to love. Judas does this guessing so well. I scrunch my nose in disagreement, because this is what a kiss reminds me of. The bell, closing hours in the village primary school, the tree behind our classroom, a boy that had magic for dimples and glory for lips, stolen moments under the watch of a distant sky, the love dub of two heads like bass drums, the music that plays in the silence as two bodies meet and fill the void between joy, bliss, unrefined ecstasy. But here is Mama, saying a kiss doesn't always translate to love. I douse the fire raging within me, the urge to scream, to tell her of Joshua, to tell her what she doesn't know of love. And I sit still as her hands weave through my hair. But then, it's a nagging feeling that mother might be right. I mean, like Papa who suddenly disappeared from the village one night, 8 years ago, Joshua too gave his birthday to Lagos and hasn't been home in 8 months. Like Papa who, before his disappearance, found courage within a gym bot one night and unleashed his fury on all his troubles, mistaking them for Mama and me. Joshua too betrayed his softness one night and struck me across the face. When I laughed, I refused to walk into the river because Mama was waiting for me at home and because I knew what the boys did with the girls at the river at night. Maybe in some ways, Joshua is like Papa, but unlike Papa, there are things he knows of love. Like the time I fell and hurt my leg at school, and he carried me on his back all the way home. Like the night before he left, when we hugged under the moonlight, and he gave me a beautiful blue seashell, promising to be back before long. In the day, I wear this seashell as a pendant, and at night, my dreams find the seashell beneath my pillow as I rumple the bedsheets, calling to Joshua. Mama yanks the tassel of my hair, and I up. She tucks me tighter between her legs. A kiss doesn't always translate to love, I think. But Joshua is not Judas, is he?